Welcome to the Fifth Trooper podcast.
Oh yeah, I got
There's
it.
There's an echo.
I got it.
This thing has mine if it comes. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Cool. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Fifth Trooper podcast. We have we're a little off the cuff here. Our podcast host Jay Shalansky is editing video. Your second podcast host Evan is here with his pet raccoon, and we have our other sister podcast, CZ Initiative, Matt Bailey.
Hey all, how's
it
going?
40K podcast, and today, you know, we'll nerf clones. Yes, probably, but maybe nerf everything. Things are gonna get nuts. Probably we'll have an after dark about that and get real salty. That said, today we're talking about 40K, actually.
40K!
I'm here now, everyone.
current,
what is going on today?
The game's had a bunch of books out so far, and we had Bailey on about 2 months ago, I think.
Yeah, right as 8th was, like,
on its way out.
Yeah, pretty much on its way out.
And we kind of asked him about what he thought was, you know, coming and going, and now he's had time to play a bunch of games, and
yeah,
he can speak to it.
Yeah.
We have him on, so we can speak to him.
Well, I think it might be fun, too, because Bailey's played a little bit of Legion, so we can talk
undefeated,
about...
Undefeated, by the way.
Yeah. So we could talk about... we could definitely talk about 40K for a little bit, and then and then we could talk about your take on Legion. And,
yeah, sure.
And between the two, really?
Yeah, and in between the two, and in association with 9th edition and where we are, and, you know.
Yeah.
So,
that sounds good.
Because I think there was something that came out recently that said that... I think Legion is right behind 40K and whatever in sales now.
Yeah, there's
really
X-Wing used to be the top selling miniature game for a long time. Then now it's like 5th, and I don't know what the ranking is anymore. But
oh wow,
it could be. I mean, 40K is gaining like mass popularity again.
Yeah, this is what happens though. Every edition, when the new edition comes out,
it just gets
it just like that's how 8th got me. Because everything was getting reset. I didn't play 7th because it was literally just like moving on to more shenanigans.
No, sure.
So, but 8th got me hooked, and I'm seeing 9th now is hooking other people in because, again, everything is going to get reset. More Space Marine stuff is coming out.
Yeah, turns out when your poster child is one of the best armies in the game. And I was talking about this with somebody else. It's not a secret that Space Marines are kind of the thing right now.
Yeah.
But like it's an easy buy-in. So someone buys an Indominus box, right?
Yep.
That Space Marine side can literally be like 8 armies. Right? Because
yeah, so it can be all the chapters of Space Marines, and then it can be now it looks like it's gonna be just add-ons to Space Marines, Space Wolves, Blood Angels,
yeah,
and
like
Dark
you,
Angels.
You get so much out of that. That when I bought in, I didn't know what I wanted to play, but I'm like, well, Space Marines, I can do anything.
There's a lot of different ways you can play Space Marines via the chapter that you pick. Imperial Fist, for instance, are long-range defensive.
Yep.
Raven Guard and White Scars, your two favorites. Mm-hmm. They're Raven Guard's very sneaky and gets at you from all sides, and White Scars are just like, I'm going to come at you really fast.
Yeah. Also, no problem, John. You're welcome.
Yeah, buddy. We did it. We got you the marks. I think we get them in Wednesday or Thursday or something. I don't know. And then I'll ship them out to you.
I don't know.
But we'll get them out to you, bud.
But so last time you were on, you had used an Empire State Building analogy for factions. Do you remember?
Vaguely.
You put Marines at the top.
Yeah, and then halfway down that building is the next faction.
Is that still the same? Or is it worse?
No, it's still the same. except it's like, except there's another, like, there's a tip of the Empire State Building.
Okay.
And that is Salamanders.
That one's.
And then the rooftop of the Empire State Building is Space Marines. All other.
So what was the one you just said? Salamander. What is that?
So Salamanders, they specialize in flamers and meltas. So like very so flamers are close range firepower, and meltas are mid range, like devastate you. And a new unit came out called Eradicators in the Indominus box, and Oh my gosh, they're disgusting. So, in 9th edition, the board size got smaller. As you both, I think we talked about that because of mats and whatnot, because that was a big thing. And so now, like, mid-range stuff is, like, even better.
Because you got pushed toward it.
Yeah.
So speaking of, I'm going to just off topic a little bit, but you'll appreciate this. So I'm almost done. I'm working on a design right now that has hidden markers for every mat size up to 6x4.
Oh, that's really cool.
So it's going to look like, you know, Exegol from the new Star Wars movie where Palpatine was.
Yeah.
So it's like that. And then there's all these stonework on there. And so the new map for 40K size is on there. 3x3 for skirmish is on there.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, 3x6 is on there. And all you have to do is just look at the pattern. So, like, you could play the full 4x6 and be completely fine.
Yeah.
But if you look at the patterns, it marks off those specific map
sizes.
That's
really, that's really good. So a lot of people, if they play multiple games like myself, you buy that map.
Yeah.
Simple. No,
it's actually getting, my amount of Star Wars mats is getting problematic.
Yeah.
I have 7 or 8 X-Wing mats. Last time we had a store championship, I supplied every mat. It was just like, because you need them, right? Like, we used to play with, like, you just tape off the board of a 3x3.
Yeah.
And so you just tape on wood, and then you'd be like, all right, well, there's your star field. Like, that sucks. So I...
Yeah, and, like, so Exegol was, like, really the first place that I looked at, and I was like, yo, that would work for everything because it's kind of like dank and dark and it's kind of dank.
Very dank. Well, dank.
Look
means
at me. So I don't use memes often, but when I do,
talk like the kids too.
And so it's just the first one, and I know with our 40K podcast that we're building a community there too. So I wanted to make sure that we met everybody's needs, and so I really hope that this works.
And honestly, tried a lot of stuff. I was gonna say we knows you. You like when you're we tried to cut out like the corner. Like, we saw you get 4 of those out, but then it's like, well, like, as you know, sometimes in Legion or any game, like millimeter, like, are you in or are you out? Right? Like, that can really matter.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of messed up that I guess I understand the story, right? Like, it's Frontline that made that decision because it's for the tournament circuit that they run, right? Yeah. And so, of course, they can monopolize the market with as far as mats are concerned because they are really good at making mats, you know? I just find it really weird that all these different games are all like, oh, hey, you guys have been playing on 6x4? Well, we're going to make it 6x3 now.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you've been playing on 6x4? Now we're going to make it, whatever, 60x48 or whatever, 42 or whatever
42,
it is.
Yeah.
Like some weird, 44. Just some arbitrary number. And you're like, okay, that's cool. Like, I get it's, there's a reason why it's that number. And 40K is like double the small, I don't know why, but whatever the reason is, it's stupid.
So all those changes are to make the game go faster, because that was a big problem in 8th edition. At least in the beginning, it was getting better towards the end, but I still think it's a problem. I just had a top Chaos player right now, TJ Lanigan, in for a recording, and I asked him a lot of questions about it because he plays a lot. He told me he's played 70 games so far.
Oh, damn.
Because he goes to double weekend events or like he'll go to a local.
Yeah, where's he located?
Pennsylvania. I know
that
much.
Oh, okay.
State College.
Okay.
So I believe at least because that's where he told me the tournament he was. He
went if
to
you could give out
weekend.
His exact address on stream, though, that would be.
If it was like UK.
What's his
like,
house number and street?
I have no
let's
idea.
Fly by Microsoft Flight Simulator. Right there, officer.
No, TJ's a great guy. I talk to him all the time about Chaos. He was actually supposed to come in Syracuse back in April for like a little get together with the 13th Legion and for the tournament. He was going to come by and play and whatnot and then do a little competitive talk, Q&A, really.
Oh, that's cool.
But then COVID, shut that down like everything else.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've played probably 15 games of 9th so far. And actually, we're having a little small event this weekend.
Oh, cool.
So it's going to be all competitive players.
Yeah. Eight of them. But that's fine. It's better. Well, 40K, I've realized, like, you almost have to specify what kind of event it's going to be. Is it fun or is it going to be, like, sweaty?
In my opinion, for 40K, there is no such thing as a fun event.
Oh.
Because. That's also fair. Literally, there's no such thing as a fun tournament. Yeah. Because you come and you play to win. I remember seeing a couple of times some people, like, we had a charity event for our buddy Tyler for his loss of his brother.
Yeah.
And I was going to play the army that he played.
Yeah.
His brother for Jonathan, and then I heard what everybody was bringing and I was like, "Oh."
Yeah, I got one from like,
"Oh."
It's so for people who I've got some Legion listeners right now, it's like hey, you know, I'm bringing my Hoth list. It's an airspeeder, it's Rebel Vets, it's 1.4 cannons. And
then I bring a gun line, Imperial gun line.
Yeah, you bring Veers, Shoreline,
Well, I think the big difference, right? So let's just, for the topic of this whole cast, is 40K and Legion the differences, right? I think the big difference, right, is that you can't just casually like 40K. Like, there's nothing casually to like about it. It's all about death.
Well, they
and
have
killing and blowing up, right? And
you're right. They have a different. They have another version now called Crusade, where you build like a small army and then you try to do it to fluff.
Yeah.
And that's what you're supposed to do, at least. Probably not everyone does that.
Yeah.
So,
the difference is like we see this in our own local shop, right? Like where we can find. You know, the 60-year-old guy who loves Star Wars, like never played a board game in his life. He's like, I've never touched this, but that's an AT-ST, and I'm going to put that on the table.
Yeah.
And so he just comes to have a good time. But I don't think that happens in 40K. I think once you get bit by that bug, you're just...
Well, they have the whole league for competitive, like you're ranked.
Yeah,
right? Like, it's like a whole... it's different, right? Because now you're winning and losing... And your rank is adjusted. It's not like right. We in Legion we get kind of petty over Worlds invites sometimes, and like that's like the be all end all for it. But you're not. We only care about like one dude.
So we don't have anything like that though. Like Worlds invite.
Yeah,
we used to have Ard Boys back in the day.
Yeah.
And the furthest I got was the semifinals. I got an invite to Millennium.
All right, that's
and
cool.
And then I was supposed to. And then I like tanked. Oh, I went. One in, I think 2-1 or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was 5th edition.
Yeah, okay.
So
we shit on 40K a little bit. Tell me why it's better than Legion.
Why it's better than
Legion?
What,
or maybe not in whole, but in part. What are parts of the game that are better
parts
than...
Parts of the game.
Yeah, that are better than Legion that bring you back and back.
Okay. So, well, I've been playing 40K for 12 years, so... Okay.
You're invested.
I'm invested hard. And everyone's telling me to start playing other games like Crisis Protocol.
Yeah. Oh, Marvel Crisis Protocol, Wild West Exodus.
Wild West Exodus.
Trying to get you.
And people are now playing Armada all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Well, because there's a new... Yeah, because that new set's coming, right?
The Clone Wars set.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't. Like, 40K has got me like into it. And I have an AOS army, too. But I was actually... Before I came here, I was about to post it for sale because I like AOS. I love the models for it. I love them more than 40K.
They're really good.
They're fantastic, but I just don't play it. And then I have Demons of Tzeentch, and I can play it for both systems, so why not just keep the one? But for 40K, I don't know. I feel like...
I don't know. I don't know.
That's tough because I can't... the sample size for me to compare it to Legion is not as big as the 40K.
Okay, all right. I'll walk you through this. Let me make it easier for you. What do you like? Let's start way earlier in your career. What got you into 40K? What was it? What interested you where you were like, oh, that looks cool?
So one of my best friends got me into the game, actually. We were in college and he introduced me to the game. That's how I got into it. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
That's how most people get into drugs. Yes.
It's a big chess game and I love chess.
Okay. So I think we touched on something. So it's a bigger... So I think there's portions of Legion that are very chess-like and can be very thought-provoking. But then after that, it's kind of over, right? Like, yeah. You've already set up, like, that's that turn zero deployment, picking the point system, right? What units you're bringing. But then after that, it's all kind of chance after that. So now is 40K from start to end, is it all a chess match?
No. Okay. It depends on army matchup.
Okay.
If you are playing, for right now, I think one of the worst armies in the game is Tau.
Okay.
Or Eldar. And you're like, oh, I'm up against Space Marines. I'm going to play checkers over here, essentially. In some games, you know when you've already lost the game.
Because this is different, a little bit different in Legion. Like, I know what we were just talking about. Like, if Evan brought a Hoth list and I brought a real sweaty, let's say, a Krennic Shore, like, gun line list, right? Yeah. Like a meta list. Yeah. Okay, well, whatever the meta was at the time. And Evan can still look at that and go, damn, this is going to be hard. But if I do X, Y, and Z, I might be able to pull it out. And if he rolls bad, I might be able to pull it out. So what you're saying is if I have Tau or Eldar and I see you across the table with Space Marines, no matter what I do or think about or try to attempt to do, the chances are like 1% or something.
I think because the Salamanders right now have a 72% win rate.
And what faction are they?
That's Space Marines.
I'm sorry. That's what I'm trying to...
They're a chapter of Space Marines. And I think... So you're going to be seeing about probably 50% of the people playing at a GT playing Space Marines, which is insane.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You and I have identical lists, Salamanders, whatever. Okay. We both walk up to the table. We have the same exact list. Now what makes us different?
You got to play better. That's
and right that's the chess game.
That's so the chess game.
Where I position, where I move to, what objective I'm trying to achieve.
Especially right now, like it depends on. I just read a comment that said and money.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, money's rough.
Money is rough, especially for 40K. Yeah. I just bought like $40 in like supplies to build bases.
Oof.
Yeah.
I was just dumbfounded.
Dude, I mean, look at my terrain. This is all like, now I'm starting to get into Wild West, but like terrain alone, right? When you want to play is expensive. Yeah, so, yeah,
it is.
I get it. I don't know. What do you think down there? Like $4,000 or $5,000of like...
Oh, fantasy?
A fantasy? Warhammer fantasy?
Dude, I love that.
Yeah, you've got a lot. And there's a lot that's unopened.
Yeah, a lot of it's like unopened. And it's probably worth more now.
Yeah, dude.
I was actually thinking about that the other day. I'm like, yo, I should just sell this.
It's literally like, yeah, just a...
If you got Tomb Kings down there, it's worth probably a lot.
They're opened. I do have Tomb Kings, but yeah. I know because
they're non-existent right now. So
hey, there you go.
Yeah, I'm gonna sell them Tomb Kings. Get my money's worth out of that.
Your kid through college,
Tomb Kings. Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
only half joking.
Okay, so let's get back to the So we walk in. We got the same list. I'm just cleaning up. I spilled a little. We got the same list. What separates us?
That's the big issue.
That's the problem.
Oh,
here.
Geez, sorry, G.
I'll
just take my raccoon and leave.
So what it comes down to is like really who is played more.
Yeah.
In a sense.
That's okay.
For
I wanted him
just you're fine.
I was gonna say I wanted him to be stiff and at attention.
Apparently.
So I blew a little air up his behind.
So
we got the same list. You're saying if you and I have the same list, clearly if you've been playing longer, you're gonna have
You have more. Like So recently, over the last couple months, and this is what I hate right now about GW is what they're doing is that they're showing previews for all these things. We won't see them till the end of October. It's been like 3 months of previews.
Yep.
Yeah, we know all about
very much about
and
that.
This is something I've never had to deal with.
Yeah.
But I know that Legion players or Fantasy Flight really have had to deal with that because they don't like
And it's not even October. They say it's October, but then it's like February. Yeah. And then it's like you pre-ordered it, but then they didn't even send you your pre-order because
you
they...
So, so, for instance, I play Chaos a lot, but all these Space Marines players are getting new things, and they don't have enough time to practice with all this kind of stuff right now. I've been playing my Chaos list since last edition. And things have changed a little bit, but I know how to beat you.
So, okay, so that's interesting. So let me ask you that, because that goes back to why do you play, I think goes back to why do you play 40K, because even though you know what the sweaty winnable lists are, you choose not to switch, aside, you're choosing not to switch because you like Chaos and you know Chaos, right? So what makes you make that decision? Is it just comfortability with Chaos? Is it because... there's something about Chaos that you like. What is it?
Well, Chaos was the first army I ever started.
Yeah.
Thousand Suns specifically.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. So okay. I've been playing them. I got out of the game in 6th and 7th. I got rid of everything. And then I got back into it in 8th, and I was playing Chaos again, and we were doing an Escalation League or something like that, and I was like, okay, I'm going to play Chaos. I'll play Alpha Legion. Because that's a faction I liked of Chaos as well. And halfway through, I was like, can I switch over to the Thousand Suns? Because the book just came out for them. And they were never their own book. They were part of the Chaos Space Marine book. And when they came out with a new book, and then Magnus came out, and I think Magnus came out...
He was relatively new.
He came out at like 7th, I think, at the end of 7th, because that book, Wrath of Magnus, came out.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong about that, but I'm not completely sure. But I'm more comfortable with Chaos than any other army. A lot of the guys from 13th Legion know I've played almost every single army. And they know I hop around a lot. Like, I hop from army to... Like, at first, when I first started getting armies for 8th edition, it was like a new army every other month. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm winning with some of these armies. Like, when Eldar was broken, I was winning with them. And... I got rid of them actually right before they got nerfed, and then I just started playing Chaos and other armies like Space Wolves and AdMech and Guard, and I was like, why am I not doing as great? And and this is something TJ says. He goes, practice until you get it down, because you're not gonna... Like, if you keep on switching, you're not going to have the same feel.
Yep.
And now I know to a T how to play my Chaos Army. And I'm hoping that pays off when I play this weekend. And maybe I'll let you guys know next time.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, you know, that's something we've always promoted in Legion is we've always felt like you could take a mediocre list, like a middle of the road list. And if it's like muscle memory, how it runs, what everything does, how it works, that you're going to be able to win against somebody that has a super sweaty list, unless they're doing the same thing, right? And then
they're just practicing this.
Yeah, then it's a game. But then, I mean, I think the dice variance, too, is different in Legion because, okay, give me an example of one unit of Space Marines. How many dice did they throw?
For number of shots?
Yeah.
Say, like, bolters.
Like, so intercessor squad.
Yeah.
Like, so an intercessor squad of 10. They have
rapid fire too.
So rapid fire. They have rapid fire too. So that's what, 4 shots if they're 4. Well, they have rapid fire 1.
Okay.
So they have 2 shots if they're in rapid fire range, or if they didn't move, they still get the 2 shots. So that's 20 shots.
So
from a squad of 10 guys.
20 d6s.
Okay. So
you hit on 3s or higher. And you probably have something there to reroll 1s. So you're probably hitting with 17 of them, 18 of them. And then there's like certain abilities you can trigger called stratagems to make them better.
Yeah, so that's interesting, right? Because what's probably with a fire support, you're maybe looking at 15. Like, that's like a real outlier, like 12 to 15 dice, right?
Yeah, that'd be so like when I brought to Kappa Cup, when the clones that just came out, and I was just like goofing, I'm like, Z6 fire support with Z6, right? It was 20. I think I did the extra man, so it was like 22 dice.
Yeah,
that was like a lot.
That's ridiculous.
That's not normal.
Yeah, that's not normal. So like on a normal shot, you're what, 12 to 15 D6 usually?
Right now, in this, and right now, the big thing is multiple small units. So you'll see units of five a lot because there is a new thing that got introduced into the game called Blast. If there is, so certain weapons now have the Blast keyword,
mm-hmm.
and if they're a squad of six or more, they get at minimum D3. If they have a D6 shot, they get their at minimum three. If they're 10 or above, I believe this is how. I don't have an army that has Blast in it, really.
Okay.
So
it's what it does is it minimize, like, if you have a blast weapon and you're shooting, like, a horde of armies. It,
you get max shots.
You get, like, at least medium.
Oh, interesting.
So, because okay. It would feel bad, you go against a horde army, and you've got answers in your list. You're like, okay, I prepared for this. And you're like, one. And you're like, cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, right, sweet. Yeah. Well,
it's but problem. Now they're giving benefits to blasts.
Oh. That's why they're giving
benefits to weapons with blasts for that, because, like, let's see, a wyvern from guard, they have 4d6 4d6 shots, and when you roll like 1, 2, 1, 4 it feels really bad.
Yeah.
But now it seems kind of ridiculous that you get 24 shots now automatically against a horde of, I think, 10 or more. It could be 20 or more. So a lot of people are playing small units. So to answer your question, it's about 10 shots per unit now.
Okay, so that's not an average. Yeah, that's not an average. That's like a 6 to 7 is usually an average for Legion, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your army, but I mean, even with, like, let's take...
But the Z6 is 10.
Yeah, Z6 would be 10. Let's say people use DLTs a lot these days for Rebels. So it'd be like 4, 5, 6, 7. And you're hitting on, like, I think black are like 4. It's like, yeah, five, I think ups, it's four, 5 up, 6 up.
4 or 5 ups. Yeah. 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 It's really, it's interesting. So, okay. Let's say I'm interested in the concept of 40K, what's my best bet to get in? Is it that new core set that they came out?
So the new core set that you
can't get a hold of now?
Yeah, it's made to order. scalpers. the new core set is really nice. They have, there's a mini, you get a rule book in the core set. That's really nice. So if you have a friend that wants to play, like Evan and I, we split two boxes.
Oh, hold on. Is this real? A big unit of orcs can roll 100+ dice on an attack?
In melee. In melee. Yeah.
Holy if they, shit.
If there's, so that's with a lot of buffs, though.
Yeah, yeah,
so they
yeah.
have that. So a unit of 30 orcs, they have choppas, probably, so they get an extra attack, and then they have to have, like, Gazgul or some type of unit nearby to give them another +1 attack. So if a unit of 30 orcs, and they're all in combat, that you have to have, you have a line of guys touching base to base, and then the guys behind them now get to attack too.
Oh my God.
So it's like how fantasy was back
yeah,
in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So you can get over 100 dice to hit with orcs, but honestly, those 30 orcs are not going to make it across the board.
Right. So, but what we're saying is just like what, like what's the max? Like I could potentially roll 100 potentially.
But the max probably for orcs, I think. And there's a clan. It's insane. I think it's like 150 dice.
Oh my God.
I think it is. I think it's 150 dice.
Well, and I think that's stuff like that is probably what turns people off. Like that. That's back to the 40K versus Legion argument, right? I don't know if we're gonna crown a winner here, but is that you can say, hey, if you just get the core set and like upgrade your dice pack just to have some spare dice, you're good to go. Like
yeah, honestly, that's fair. What I do like about the 40K D6 system is like any D6 you find on the street you can use. Like
it's
not like a specific.
You just gotta find a friggin' 100 of them.
Yeah, that's bad. That, you know, it's weird because you hit that point where it's like, do I use a dice app for this? Because there's so many.
I hate dice apps. That's how I don't play Horde armies.
Well, right, like you know, there's the whole thing in like X-Wing and Legion and Armada about using the dice, the official dice app.
Yeah,
it feels a little.
There's no
and
dice
it's
app
tournament legal, so yeah, you can do it. But no, product. I've used it at one local tournament, and Evan lost his mind on me, and then
okay.
So yeah, you can tell the story. That's fine. Go ahead.
We got time.
Tell the story. We got nothing but time.
All right.
Uh-oh, deep breath.
So, You used it mid-game on our cinnamon bun Spencer.
On Spencer?
Yeah.
On
Spencer.
Hey, here is why.
And Evan can attest to this. Spencer, nice guy. We all love Spencer. Yes, really. He's the best, right?
Very nice guy. Good
for everyone at home, Spencer is amazing. He's done a couple streams with us.
He's so quiet and he won't say anything.
Yeah, love Spencer. He fucking rolls like a maniac. And like it's all just like... Hit. And I was like, I was just rolling blanks. I was like, yo, I can't do this. And so I'm like, Spence, you mind if I switch to the happy? He's like, no, go ahead. And then it would just, the tide completely turned. Yeah, because I was using the app. And I don't feel bad at all. Not at all.
Yeah,
did you win the game?
I did win the game, yeah.
That feels bad.
It didn't feel bad at all. It felt great.
For you.
Poor
cinnamon pie Spencer.
Yeah, screw Spencer. And
we gave Jay some wicked shade after that. We're like, hey, buddy, why aren't you going to break a nap out?
Yeah. but I did use the app the rest of the game, or the rest of the tournament. So,
what round was that?
Oh, it was like two.
Yeah, it was round two.
Okay.
What happened was, if I remember correctly, he came through with a Death Trooper squad and just killed my tank. In like one shot my tank, and I was like,
rip.
Yo, I'm not doing this. This like the whole, I can't do this the whole game.
Because
I think it was like the night, that was a Saturday. So we had Friday night, Star Wars was our, Friday night was our Legion night. And I'm pretty sure I played him the night before to practice for the tournament, and he did the same thing. And I was like, no more of this. Like, I my dice are so bad. Like,
I will not stir.
It had nothing to do with Spencer specifically. It had to do with my dice being so bad and his dice being so hot.
It had to deal with he wanted to win.
Yeah, it's app time. For sure wanted to win, but even more, I didn't want to lose by dice.
Yeah,
that
feels bad.
Yeah, that's what was bothering me.
You know, like, I've been talking myself out of... like, sometimes you do get diced. It's a reality of when you play. But a lot of times, it's like actions you made. So now when I play, I try to talk myself out of that. But I was having I had a great game against ODST General in the Discord for our team league last night. And I'm like, I had a couple bad rolls. I'm like, you know what, man? It'll swing my way. No big deal.
Yeah.
And he was playing smart, you know, and I goofed on, I gave him a great objective because thinking and reading is hard. And I had three sets of B1 battle droids with the extra man and the three black gun. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Blank out. Blank out. Blank out. And he's like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah man, it's fine. As I like take no suppression on Grievous as he just like leaves. I'm like, no, it's cool. I didn't want to I just wanted to scare you into thinking I was going to hit you. Like, it's fine. So it can happen. Like, and it feels, it's a real thing.
Well,
sometimes.
And I think... And I mean, this is a guess, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. But because your wound threshold and your attack dice threshold are so much higher in 40K, it feels like dice is less of a variance because it's...
You're throwing so much?
Because it more evens itself out, where it feels like in Legion, because everything is like watered down, it just feels like the swings are so high and low.
It's really like... when you blank out in defense in Legion, that's when it really feels bad.
On red dice.
Yeah, or even like white, when you're like, you throw six and you don't get one.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, these are D6s, and I had a
I should have had two.
Yeah, I should have at least gotten like average, right? I guess in, you know, 40K, right, like you can speak this more than I can, but it's like that back and forth, right? Like you pay for points on something, and you've got rerolls, and you've got like invuln, say, there's like a bunch of like, things that titter down about like different things you can do to save yourself, but even then, like
there's Space Marines do have like a lot. Oh, I'm just gonna keep on referencing. But Space Marines have like they have a lot of firepower, and that's why I like Chaos more. Chaos doesn't, in my opinion, I don't do a lot of shooting at all in my Chaos, but what Chaos does best is survive. And that's how I play my game. I survive the whole game because I have so many saves for like Nurgle stuff.
Yeah.
And this is TJ went over a list with me that he runs, and I was like, that's disgusting because he just outlasts the opponent the whole time. And the way that his army works, the more that he kills, the more his army gets better.
Oh, okay.
It's a really it looks like a lot of fun, but it's very, it's also very competitive.
So it's very strange. I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, you know, I wish Legion had more like faction specific roles like that. Like, hey, yeah. I mean, they do have faction specific things like green token sharing and being able to chain daisy chain.
Super
but,
different.
But like, it's weird, right? Because I think when you develop that game, if you're Alex or Luke, you're saying, okay, I want to make a simplified version, right? Of a, I'm putting it, I'm not saying they copied 40K, but a simplified version of 40K, right? Mm-hmm. The time is still almost the same amount of time to play, yeah, to like play a Legion game. Three hours. It could go four if we didn't have time limits sometimes, yeah, yeah. Right? And so I'm just like wondering, what is the purpose? Because it's like, it didn't make the game any faster, and it feels almost like, like there's no way, like, you know, Nick wrote in chat here, you have reroll mechanics, right? There isn't a ton of reroll mechanics. There's not a ton of bring my, outlast my opponent mechanics. Like,
or bring you, guys back.
Yeah, yeah, like you have the medics, but you could do two. Like, it's like, oh, okay, great. Yeah. And that's if it happened this turn. It's not even like...
Yeah, like forever.
Like
yeah.
Necron, so the other half Indominus, they have a rule right now, which I think might get changed in their new book when it comes out. At the end, I think it's at the beginning of their next turn. Say if I have a unit of 10 and I lost six guys. Beginning of my next turn, I roll dices. And if they have like certain things near them, five up, I get a guy back. But I keep on doing that for guys that are still gone. Like if I got two back and I that unit of six now are still mm-hmm. there, I get to roll those other four to come back as mm-hmm. well the following turn. I think that mechanic might be getting changed in the next book.
Hey, everybody. Sorry about that.
Are we?
Computer break.
Oh, there we are.
So, here we are. Yeah. Go ahead, Evan.
What were we talking about?
Go ahead. Jay had said something.
Evan. Go ahead, Evan.
Evan, come on. Carrie.
Evan, I'm trying to do this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what we were talking about to get back on track. You said something.
Something dark side.
Oh yeah. So you, Legion doesn't have a whole lot of like bring guys back mechanics. Necrons have that super ability, and then that alleged maybe
be changing like, into a better
put a
version.
Token down, come back, guys, and you were gonna say something.
Yeah, I think it's just. Okay. So I was thinking because you said that. when something becomes broken, they have to like put out a new book or something, or they update with these books.
The FAQ,
so yeah. That's the thing that FFG doesn't do, right? So they'll errata stuff if it's real bad, but like they try not to mess with mechanics too much. So that probably makes more sense as to why that is the way that it is.
Yeah, it's rough, right? So, like, everyone's like, why don't they just print more cards? Well, then you have two versions of the same card going out, and then maybe you live in a very, I don't want to say isolated area, but you don't keep up with it. So you go to, let's say you go to a store event, and you win, and you're at Worlds, and you're like, wait, the speeder bike is how much? Right? Like, there's different things. So the problem is they're trying to play it both. They're doing okay with it right now, where it's like, hey, if you're playing at a kitchen table, whatever's on the cards, that's it. Play whatever's on the cards, it's fine, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And when you're playing at this high competitive level, like, you need to follow... We assume you already care a lot, so you're already looking at the FAQs, you're already looking at rules errata. So here's, on this back page of the new RRG, here's the list of points changes that you're expected to know and rules changes that you're expected to know when you go into a competitive level. But for a kitchen table stuff, you can ignore all that and just play whatever.
Yeah, when I first started playing 40K, I played on a kitchen table.
Yeah, like it doesn't.
All the time.
And that's what, you know, we get into these bubbles, Jay, where we get real, like, you know what, everyone, clones are a big enemy right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot. They're real good. Arcs are good. But I wonder if, like, because there's so many people who, you talk to shop owners, and they sell a lot of Legion.
Yeah.
But they don't see a lot of Legion people actually come and play.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, like, you know, right, in the loudest people, like, squeaky gear gets the oil kind of thing.
So I
wonder if, like, a lot of people are just playing and having a good time and, like, don't care.
Yeah, I think that's... okay, so... Because, like, the numbers don't make any sense. So if you look at the Facebook groups or the Discord group or any of the like groups. I was going to say competitive, but they're not all competitive. Yeah, just any of the groups. The number of people that are part of that versus the number of people that are purchasing are not equal.
Correct. Yeah. There's quite a bit of a difference.
So I think what's happening is because it's Star Wars and earlier, sorry, everyone, we're back there. We had technical difficulties. But I think part of what the problem was is that 40K doesn't have the dad who just goes into a store and is like, oh, Star Wars, and picks it up, right? He doesn't go, oh, 40K.
Yeah.
And it's like, nobody knows what that is. Like, that's a specialty item, right? That's, nobody, but you know
unless
what
they played, like, the games that came out.
Right.
Yeah.
Before. Like, actually, the video games, sure.
And that's actually a big thing in their favor is, their video games used to be really bad. And now they're really good. Like, Total War is really good. Yeah. Fantasy, you've got that new, not Left 4 Dead. It's not Vermintide Left 4 Dead. It's the new, like, we're playing Imperial Guard.
Yeah.
You know, going down the tomb. You've got, like, old Space Marine. Like, I got into...
Yeah, Space Marine was really good.
I got into 40K because of the video games. I'm like, wow, these are great. And then when I actually saw what I had to buy and do and, like, it... Because the games paint you this amazing, cool universe picture of, like, OG stuff, right? They can kind of just do whatever they want because they own it, right? Like, it's not like where Star Wars is very confined to, like, Obi-Wan must do things like this to stay in his, like...
Yeah.
To stay in his thing. He can't... Right? Like, every character has a certain, like, can and can't do. And 40K is just kind of whatever the new writer feels like writing, right?
Yeah, to a degree. Like, there's books that come out all the time.
I mean, I will reference Blood Angel Necron team-up, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. The Dark Times, I know. But, like, they could do that, right? Like, that's something like that's allowed to happen. And so I really want to love 40K, and I'm still trying, and I'm still like in, right? Like I'm still want to play, and I still have it because I think it's cool. Like it's like I akin it to like in WWE The Undertaker, right? Or like The Undertaker was their guy they self made. He wasn't like a guy who came from another thing. He wasn't like an idea that popular that they added into it. It was their idea, and they ran it through, and like it's their own original IP, and then GW has made like 40K their own original IP, and they're just going with it, and I respect that, and that's why I keep liking the game, because there's so many people who you can get audiobooks, you can get like there's everything like for this. People make fan made videos like that.
Yeah,
like it's real good. Like there's the fans keep me in the game more than the company does.
Yeah.
So like people like their passion for the game and the content keeps me in it. Because, you know, they announced that new tank, right? It's that floating tank with, like, the two guys in the front and the guy on the top, the new repulsor for,
The Predator-looking
thing? It looked cool, but I'm like, man, that thing's gonna be $100.
Sure is.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, that's...
Sure is. And that, that little, defense, bunker. Yeah,
that thing's gonna be, like...
Looks stupid.
$70, $80. Right, I'm just
probably.
Like...
Probably.
And so I see that, and I'm like, that turns me off. But then I see what people do with it and, like, their passion for it. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm still here. Because if there wasn't a passion for the product and they kept releasing it, people were buying it and not really doing anything with it.
Well, they're not releasing it.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they did. Well, like, even current stuff, right? Like, the Dominus box was, how much? It was like 160? I don't remember. We still had two.
It was like two hundo.
Discount. Almost. Yeah. And we got it. Also shout out to Just Games for actually having some on their shelf. That was super cool when I went to go see them.
Mm.
Oh,
they actually ordered extra, like, smart idea. You should do that if you have a shop. If it was just a product that nobody would care this much about, I don't think I would care at all. That's where some miniature games fail. It's like, it looks cool, but no one plays it and no one seems to care about it. Whereas, like, 40K has, like, people who are just in, you know?
Oh, super in. That's what, when I went to, I remember when I played at the Ardboys, the second round at Ardboys at Millennium, and I had Space Wolves at the time, and I wasn't really, like, painting my stuff.
Yeah.
But when I saw things there that were painted,
yeah.
I was like, wow, okay, I need to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I started painting my Space Wolves, and that was, like, probably the only army I ever, like, painted fully.
Yeah.
By myself.
That's fair.
That is fair. All right, so where did we land? 40K versus Legion. What do you guys think?
The problem is, they both have the pros and cons.
Do they occupy the same space, or do you think they're two different of games that don't?
Closer now than when they did when we first talked about it, I think.
Why?
There's, like... So we used to say, Legion was cheaper.
Yeah.
It still is, but I bought two boxes of ISF and it was $75. And I'm like, excuse me, what?
Like, how many models come in there?
Four, five, six.
6 miles?
Yeah.
Okay, you can buy a squad of Custodes. 5 models, $60.
You wolf.
Yeah, I mean.
But that's like, literally, that's like probably an eighth of your army right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how much it is for that. I mean, Custodes cost a lot of points because they're a very elite army.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but, okay, for instance, orcs.
Yeah.
Go back to that.
Yeah.
A squad of orcs, I think, is like $40 and you get 10 of them. And that's maybe, out of 2,000 points,
yeah.
That's maybe 80.
I started buying orcs, and then I saw I saw that was just too much. But it's
so funny story. When I first got into fantasy, I went, that's orcs and goblins. I played that core set that was the goblins versus dwarfs, and I was...
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, way back, right? Yeah. And so I was like, oh, snap, and I had all the little night gobos, and...
Yeah.
I just loved the way that orcs and goblins played and just the chaos of it all. And so I was like, yep, this is my army. And one of the guys at the store was like, you sure, buddy? And I'm like, yeah, I love these guys. And he's like, okay, well, you're going to need that. It was just like so many.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. That's why.
It took me like 6 months just to like, because I was poor. And so it took me like 6 months just to buy in.
Yeah, that's why. Like, I think about starting these other armies. Like, I have so many ideas for them. But I was like, I can't.
Yeah, Legion's easier to, like, if you just want to pick up Rebels, to say you can start buying that pretty immediately and get up to speed pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It is, so, to Nick's point in the chat here, it's not that they're anywhere close, but they're not the difference they used to be. Right, I mean, like...
starting to overlap, like what he's saying.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's like, I was, like, shocked. I didn't even really look at the price. I was just like, oh, that should be about, like, $60, 50, like, right? Because it's, like, oh, it'll be...
$25,
yeah. Yeah, and that used to be 25 for a box of, Stormtroopers or something. Like, wow, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
I can get 3 boxes of fleets for... fleets. $75, right? That's 3 units, right?
So, yeah.
And now when I just saw it, like, I was taking it back and I hadn't really thought about it for a while because I hadn't really hard bought, like, I pre-order stuff and you get the discount, but like retail, like for most people are going to actually get this, like it's getting like,
yeah,
not cheap, you know?
It's interesting. I think the other thing differences are, I mean, it sounds like Games Workshop is starting to screw this up, but like the way that they release stuff was way better than FFG, but now it sounds like it's not. So
I think it's down to that because of COVID. Like, I feel like all their, like, the Space Marine stuff, I think, was supposed to come out, I'm assuming, this month, maybe last month, but now it probably won't come out. It usually comes out like the third or second weekend of the month.
Mm.
Unless they're doing like a big, huge release of the new Necron stuff and the new Space Marine stuff. I mean, it's to make up for all the product that they've released, it's got to be huge.
Yeah.
It's got to be insane, because I don't think it will, but I'm hoping.
Yeah, that's fair. So I, to your point, Jay, I think like I still lean Legion. He still leans 40K.
Yeah.
Like, hard. Like that's,
yeah.
So but it doesn't mean we can't.
Well,
a lot of people don't.
Well, I think the difference is, though, we've convinced him to get into Legion a little bit, so he's starting a little bit to play
undefeated.
But yes. it would be hard to get me into 40K.
You want to tell that
story? Yeah, no, Jesus, no, actually. Until last time, you came up to an event, everyone helped you play, then you beat me, and then you end up, the first time the store ever gives out store credit, you get it.
At first and only.
Yeah, that's...
Before COVID.
Yeah.
I was literally playing almost the same list as you, except you had the tank, I didn't.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah, like,
He literally, like, okay, if you go there, you win.
Yeah, well, because I have I want people to do well, and I always feel bad if there's, if there's an easy way to, like, I'm like, no, like...
Yeah.
Like, no, you shouldn't do that. Like, that's, I'm not telling you why you shouldn't do that. Like, if you go out there, I'll be able to shoot you. And I, right, like that, like, oh yeah. And like, I want them to get better. And so the better they are, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
Right. The better players you have, the better you'll get. And so when everyone stops making, like this. I call them like rookie moves. Like they just don't know. Like it's like, oh, don't put your takeout.
My second game was against Rosario, who essentially got like the bye,
quote unquote.
And I played him, and I beat him. And I played Nick, and we went down the time.
Yeah, it's just...
And then Rosario got second.
Yeah, that's good, though. Like, it's good for the new guys to actually get some of the...
Well, that's a big difference, too, right? Is Legion, as a casual, you can come in and play and do okay. Where I feel like as 40K as a casual, I wouldn't be able to... No. I wouldn't survive.
Not around here, anyway. Like, our
no, group is our competitive... our competitive group here is too, like, in there.
Yeah.
Too deep, if you will.
All right. So it sounds like 40K and Legion are just different.
They're different
things right now.
They both have their benefits. They both have
I just wondered.
Their downsides.
They both have ups and downs.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, sorry for the technical difficulties on YouTube. If you're listening to this as the podcast, I hope I have recorded all of this. So this has been a weird day and great.
Weirder.
Thank you for coming, Matthew.
Yeah,
Rick. We appreciate
no
it.
Yeah,
no
check out, we have a 40K podcast. He's going to have a new episode pretty soon. One of these days. We haven't decided which day.
Been recording a lot lately with competitive players around here. And like I said, TJ, I just did an episode with him. He's the best chaos player in the world right now.
So that you can find that on our website, thefifthtrooper.com. And, you can check us out there.
Yeah.
I'm winding down. I'm having some difficulties mentally dealing with everything.
We got mats in, right?
Oh, yeah. So all our 3x3 mats are in. So X-Wing and all the water mats, I will have those ready for sale in the next day or so. Once I process them, there's 2 pallets of stuff in my garage right now.
Wow. Perfect.
So thanks for joining us. If you joined us live, an impromptu live session that was not planned nor realized when it started. Here we are. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Everyone, stay rad.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.